And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Making common sense like a superpower. All right, so first dipper today is No Sanctuary. And there should be no, like, ever, anywhere, any sanctuary cities, any sanctuary counties, any sanctuary states. In my opinion, it's galling. And I say that unequivocally. I have no bone. I make no bones about it. And there's, by the way, no one on the left tell you you don't have a heart of compassion simply because you want the laws to be followed. Here's the deal: change the laws. And I don't mean, oh, by the way, set up your illegal status of violating federal law. That's not what I'm talking about. In part, what we have right now with the illegal immigration situation that is still being dealt with, still being rectified. It's got a long way to go. What we're dealing with is not just the Biden administration's complete lack of ability or lack of desire. How about that? Lack of desire to actually enforce the laws at the border. We're also, oh, by the way, dealing in a massive way with the enticements for people to come here because there were certain places that gifted them things. Did you come here illegally? Here's some stuff. Would you like a free phone? How about some EBT cards? We'll give you lodging. What do you need? Counseling? Put your kids in school? Should we pay for your tuition? We can do that. How about this? Tax-free? Oh, by the way, we'll give you medical care. Oh, this is going to be awesome. Come on in. All y'all income-free. And they did.
While saying the border is secure. Simultaneously.
While saying the border was secure. That's awesome. Yeah. So the end result here is sanctuary cities are in large part to blame for the situation we have with tens of millions of illegal aliens in the country. It's one thing to say you came here for work. It's another thing to say you came here and, oh, by the way, someone blessed you for coming. It is not to say that we are not supposed to, you know, look after people when they're in our care. But we shouldn't have to be abused in the process, and that's where we are right now. And we're constantly seeing things happen. Like, I don't know if you've seen it or not. I'll probably cover it more in a minute because I've got a story here in my stack, but I'm going to touch on this one. I am sick to death of seeing people die at the hands of illegal aliens. It's not enough that the person was here illegally. Then they came here and did something that caused the loss of life, limb, or property that would not have happened but for the fact that they were here. Case in point, did you see the driver of the 18-wheeler in Florida, who apparently is an illegal alien from India? India. Driving his 18-wheeler, decided, I think I am done. I will now turn around on the interstate. And he did a complete U-turn on the interstate, cutting through the median, jackknifed his truck, caused a massive accident. Three people died. That was in the last couple of days. What's he doing driving over the road right now? Not just like borrowing his friend Sahib's car and going to Publix. No, he's driving a commercial vehicle, an 18-wheeler, on our highways. Where did he get a CDL? How in the world can this happen? Because California gives commercial driver's licenses to illegal aliens. And that's where he got it. He came illegally across the southern border in 2018. He went to California. He actually filed for a work permit. The Trump administration, we now find out, denied him a work permit. A year later, the Biden administration rescinded the Trump administration's rejection and gave him a work permit in 2021. And then California, the state of, gave him a commercial driver's license. Three people are dead. Let that sink in. And to use a phrase we often use in the legal systems, but for his presence, we would not have people that have died unexpectedly. The proximate cause of their death was his mere presence and his actions, which he would not have been able to commit had he not been there. Here's something else that happened. Story here on the Daily Signal. Dateline yesterday. Immigration enforcement authorities rescued 27 human trafficking victims in Nebraska last week. Among the victims were 10 children under the ages of 12. It was a human trafficking ring being run by illegal aliens. So it's not only illegal aliens who are being trafficked, but they're being trafficked by other illegal aliens who are profiting off of their demise. It was an awful situation. Some of them were being abused and sexually exploited, including the children. Kristi Noem issued a statement on it saying, "We will not allow children and women to be victims of these heinous human trafficking rings, and our message is clear. We will dismantle your networks and you will be prosecuted." So yeah, they found it was drug trafficking, it was human trafficking being done through motels and eyebrow salons in the Omaha, Nebraska area. Says in the report that victims were crammed into cockroach-infested rooms, trapped in squalor, no basic sanitations or safety, children and adults all being sex trafficked. Five illegal aliens have been charged in the bust. Now, within that whole context, it says, in addition to the 27 victims and the five illegal aliens who are said to be running it, ICE also took 14 other illegal immigrants into custody who were also living alongside the victims. That's just, it's like every day. The thing I'm glad to hear, though, is that every day what we're hearing also is ICE, DHS, getting busy and making things happen. Bringing this stuff to heel. I got a piece that I pulled off of the Federation for American Immigration Reform's website. FAIR, F-A-I-R. Federation for American Immigration Sanctuary Jurisdictions Across the U.S. This came out just about a month and a half ago. It's a report, a very comprehensive report. I just pulled the first part, the executive summary. The number of sanctuary jurisdictions has surged over the years, increasing from fewer than a dozen in the 1990s to 564 by 2018. The latest tally is there are over 1,003 sanctuary jurisdictions in the U.S. alone, shielding illegal aliens from immigration enforcement, openly undermining the rule of law. There are 17 states and Washington, D.C. that have statewide sanctuary policies of some type or another. It's madness, y'all. It's absolutely the enticement. It's absolutely a part of the overall problem. It's absolutely got to be brought to heel. So when we get back from the break here in a minute, I'm going to tell you we got an administration right now that's game on. We do. Thank goodness. I don't want to even think about what it would have been like had Trump not won the election. I mean, can you imagine? By the way, he won the election, and within 90 days, the border had slowed to next to nothing. We have the most secure border. He says it, and the liberals are like, well, I don't want to talk about it. Why? Why don't you? He has the most secure border we have perhaps ever had. We're upfunding the building of physical barriers, the drone surveillance, and the recruiting of Customs and Border Patrol agents like never before. And we're also rousting out these human trafficking rings, getting rid of the criminals, putting in ICE detention facilities, deporting people left and right. And we got a long way to go because the Biden administration did everything they could to break the system. But sanctuary policies around the nation are a big part of why we're dealing with what we're dealing with. And so now it's not just cracking down on the immigration issues. Now the Trump administration is fully and completely cracking down on the actual governmental entities that are willing to buck the law and declare themselves sanctuaries. That stuff's got to stop, man. That stuff's absolutely got to stop. Here's what I predict. Sooner or later, someone's going to be the victim of a crime, and they're going to win a major lawsuit against the governmental entity that allowed that thing to take place through sanctuary policies. More on this when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live from the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Ah, man. Welcome to hour number two already. Hour number two. Hey, by the way, don't forget, coming up here in about 30 minutes, we got a special guest coming on the show, Dr. Carol Swain. Listen, look her up if you need to, but I don't think many of you are going to have to because you've seen her a lot. She's a nationally known conservative commentator, and she's got a great story. She's got an amazing story, rags to riches. Y'all, she grew up in an impoverished environment, had to drop out of school early, faced incredible amounts of difficulty in her home life as she was being raised. But then at the same time, what an overcomer she has become. And she was a Democrat for years. and she declared herself to be a Republican back during the Obama era. And basically what I would say is saw the light. But now she is constantly speaking out on issues related to what I would call conservatism, Christian faith, race relations, all of it. She's an amazing person. She'll be the keynote speaker next week at the Eagle Forum of Alabama's annual dinner. I'll be the MC that night, and we've got her coming on the show here in about 25 minutes or so. So stand by for that. Dr. Carol Swain coming up on the show. All right, so let's talk about sanctuaries. I'm saying no sanctuaries, y'all. No sanctuaries. And I look at this and think, at some point you're going to have to realize this is a losing proposition. Like, why are some places still adding to the fray? Well, first of all, because they're blue and that's what they do. It is galling to me that there are some who are so dug in and entrenched that they cannot recognize the harm that has happened to our nation, actual harm. I'm talking about people who have died. I'm talking about city services that can't be provided because they're having to cut back in order to sustain the amount of expense related to, look at Chicago, thank you very much. The amount of, by the way, Chicago, somebody good run against Brandon Johnson, please. All that to say, sanctuary cities are the enticement. They are the lure. They are the dangling carrot for people who then swept across the open borders provided by the Biden administration. Case in point is a brand new story. Came out yesterday. I hold it in my calloused former paratrooper hands. Fox News has this one. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, oh boy, a major Democratic leader and a rumored presidential candidate, signed a bill into law opening up student financial aid to all residents regardless of their immigration status. So come one, come all, financial aid. You want to go to college? Are you here illegally? Step right up. Y'all, now first of all, I don't know how much of the illegal immigrant community is looking to go to college, but it still makes no sense whatsoever. The bill purports to establish what it calls equitable eligibility for financial aid and benefits. They are so dug in on this, man, they can't let go. They do not see the handwriting on the wall. The bill reads, a student who is an Illinois resident and who is not otherwise eligible for federal financial aid, including but not limited to a transgender student who is disqualified for failure to register for selective service. What? This should have been an Adventures of Woke World. I should have saved this one for Woke World.
So, illegals and Democrats fleeing red states like Texas Democrats. Everybody's welcome in Illinois, apparently.
Go to Illinois. Get you some free
all
stuff.
All the above.
Come on in. Who knew? Yeah. And you can also have a non-citizen student who has not obtained lawful permanent residence. That's called illegal.
Non-permanent resident citizen.
A non-permanent resident who has not yet obtained lawful permanent residence.
Also father, uncle, husband, grandfather.
God almighty.
Hardworking. Yeah.
One of the bill's sponsors, State Senator Selena Villanueva, a Democrat, go figure, celebrated Pritzker signing the bill by saying in her statement, this law is about making sure no student is left behind because of where they were born. That's so good. I'm so glad for you. Guess what? Somebody's got to pay for it. No such thing as a free lunch there, Sister Senator. No such thing as a free lunch. You're going to pass this on to somebody. By the way, go look at the budget for the city of Chicago. Whew. A $1.4 billion deficit. Half of that. Is related to the expense they incurred by being a sanctuary city and ushering in tens of thousands of illegals. Unreal. But here's the thing. There is an end in sight, I hope. There is an end in sight. Because Pam Bondi, Attorney General Pam Bondi, said on Thursday, she's ramping up the pressure on 32 sanctuary jurisdictions, urging them to comply with federal immigration. Her words, I just sent a sanctuary city letter to 32 mayors around the country and multiple governors saying you better be abiding by our federal policies because if you're not, we're coming after you. She said, I gave them a week to respond. The measure comes after an August 5th release from the Justice Department highlighting various states, cities, and counties that were deemed noncompliant. Her words, quote, for too long, so-called sanctuary jurisdiction policies have undermined the necessary cooperation and obstructed federal immigration enforcement, giving aliens cover to perpetrate crimes in our communities and evade immigration consequences. Any jurisdiction that wants to continue putting illegal aliens ahead of American citizens can come to the table or see us in court. All right, bold words, Cotton. But what I'm hearing is, yes, that's what they're going to do. They're taking it to court. Now, they didn't publish the list of who they got a letter out to, but there's been enough of a stir caused by it that they have been able to glean many of them. Some of them you might expect: California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Minnesota, Nevada, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington. And then there's counties, like multiple counties in those states that declare themselves separately and above board or above all to be those. And then there's cities like Los Angeles, New Orleans, New York City, Newark, Patterson, Philly, Portland, Rochester, Seattle, San Francisco, and the District of Columbia. This ain't going to fly. And I'm so glad that someone's holding them to account. I mean, can you imagine what would happen? Let me ask you this. There's a thing that happens. I see it occasionally pop up. And people call themselves sovereign citizens. A sovereign citizen.
I love those. I love the body cam when a sovereign citizen gets pulled over. It's like, I don't need to have a license. It's like, yeah, you do.
I'm not subject to your laws.
The Constitution says, they have that little pamphlet they hand the officer.
Listen, I've not long ago we had a sovereign citizen being brought to trial in my county courthouse here, Etowah County, and they brought their own flag. they wanted to hang the banner on the front of their table, establishing their credos as a sovereign citizen, mm-hmm. and they wanted to defend, but they wanted to defend using their law, and the judge had to go, here's how this is going to work: the flag goes, the banner comes down. We adhere to Alabama law, or I'm going to put you in jail. Didn't last very long.
They're entertaining, though.
They are entertaining. But what you're looking at right now is when a sanctuary city declares itself like that, it makes as much sense as a sovereign citizen saying that the laws don't apply to me. That's what you've got here. You've got people who have chosen to establish their own law because we know better. And I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. You're certainly authorized to make the passage of city ordinances and state laws, but there's a thing called the preemption. Bottom line is, you cannot preempt federal law. To the extent that federal law exists, locals can't just either ignore it or preempt it. Boston Mayor Wu, Michelle Wu, no stranger to controversy, by the way, Michelle Wu held a press conference today. I've got a copy of the article in my calloused former paratrooper hands. Fox News has it dateline today. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu held a raucous press conference in Beantown on Tuesday, daring Attorney General Pam Bondi to follow through. Okay. I dare you to cross that line. What are you going to do when she steps over it? Because she's coming, man. I'm telling you. Wu, a Democrat, accused the Trump administration of being a party that doesn't follow the law. That's the irony here. You don't follow the law. We should not listen to you. I'm sorry. What?
You don't follow our law of breaking the law.
I'm a sovereign city. You can't do that. Okay.
Also, Wu saying, like, daring Pam Bondi is the equivalent of Joe Biden saying, don't.
Yes.
Don't. It's the exact same.
Corn Pops. Tough dude. Her statement goes on, this federal administration is already causing so much fear and harm in our communities. These threats are serious and consequential. The remarks come, by the way, as it says, yeah, we're going to enforce our laws. Okay. She says, stop attacking our cities to hide your administration's failures. What failures? Have you seen the border? Working pretty freaking good, lady. Unlike the Trump administration, Boston follows the law. You're not following the law. That's the crazy part. She says, we're picking up the pieces of your failures to deliver on your promises. What does that even mean? We're picking up the pieces of your failures to deliver on your promises. So you want to deliver on your promises now. Okay. Wu then referenced Boston's role in the revolution, because that makes sense. Addressing Bondi once more and knocking the fact that she was from Florida, which was late to the Constitutional Party, she says. What does this even mean? So this has always been a city of revolution, of innovation in Boston, of standing up for the public good, never bowing down to tyranny. With me today are public servants and veterans. Okay, blah, blah. You know what I'm hearing? I'm starting to hear Charlie Brown's teacher. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, and we want to see Boston of old come back to be that city that she's talking about.
Thank you very much.
Her policies are the reason it's not like that anymore. Well, let's say a lot of it is not, but the people of Boston, I think, are still those people. They want their city back, too.
They do, and they want to feel safe, and they want to feel like they're being put first in line, and they want to feel like they're not having to pay taxes to support people who had no basis being supported because they shouldn't have been here in the first place. Washington Governor Bob Ferguson also received one of the letters to the Justice Department and has promised a full response, but he did hint at what he would say. Washington State has no intention of changing our values in the face of threats about the Trump administration. Okay. Cook County, Illinois, which includes Chicago, got one also. And Connecticut Attorney General William Tong said, quote, any claim or suggestion Connecticut is violated or is not in compliance with federal law is false. Okay. We can see what you say. Y'all do realize we can see what you say, right? It's written down. It's in print. Y'all published it in your public record. Listen, the bottom line is this. The war on sanctuary communities is here. Attorney General Pam Bondi has said, we're coming, and we're coming strong, and you better get in line because we're no longer going to say, hey, that's okay. Go be someone who defies the laws if you want to. We won't say anything. Oh, they're saying something. They'll take you to court. And I guarantee you the Supreme Court of the United States eventually is going to weigh in and say, there's a thing called preemption, and you can't do it.
By the way, I feel like it was good to go play the sound effect before we leave the segment.
All right, we're taking a break right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.